This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back to the program. Our telephone number in the studio, should you wish to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, Captain Kickass, joining me,
Vehicles Mountaineer,
and Melanie.
We've been talking about this article from Vice.com, where it seems that some police are combating activists who choose to film police interactions. And we've done extensive coverage of some of these organizations. Cop Block is one of them. There's a bunch more. And there's also activists who've never even heard of this show that use cameras, particularly against police, for the purpose of highlighting the bad things that they do.
Almost like ordinary people would like there to be some form of accountability in police action.
And, of course, some people will say, well, the police are already supposed to wear cameras. Not all of them. And also, they have switches on them. Why you'd ever give the police the ability to turn the camera on and off, I will never know. But apparently they do. And so, frequently, police turn their video cameras off, whether it's to pull over a driver for a traffic infraction, or it's to beat the crap out of an innocent person who they just don't like their attitude. This happens. So it is very important for activists to videotape their interactions. Videotape. Gosh, listen to me. I'm so old. To video their interactions with police, whether it's your cell phone, whether it's a specialized video camera of some sort, whether, it doesn't matter the device that you're using. It is very important.
This smartphone designed by VHS.
So, according to this article, police are now playing obviously copywritten music when there are activists videoing their interactions. And what this does, of course, is it triggers algorithms in places like Instagram and YouTube and Twitter when a video is uploaded to flag it for copyright violation and not publish the video. It's a way of the police are using to game the system to prevent these activist videos from being uploaded and published to a wider audience, exposing them for the goons that they are. As Vice News reported Tuesday, police in Beverly Hills have repeatedly played copyright music while being filmed, seemingly in an attempt to trigger these algorithms. After getting the silent treatment from the officer during this interaction, the officer playing the music, Devermont walks back over to Fair, who immediately starts complaining. So Devermont is the activist in this case. There's too much pressure when you're here, he says. Fair expresses his worry that something he says will be taken out of context and repeated on the news. He then changes the subject and this time, a bit more cheerfully, asks how many people are watching Devermont's feed. Devermont turns his phone around and allows Fair to have a look at the live stream. 364, he says, after Devermont shows him the number of people watching on the screen. That's kind of weak, he says. I've seen bigger crowds for you. You've done better. Less than a month later, the same Fair would blast Sublime at Devermont instead of the Beatles. The strategy isn't entirely surprising. Nick Simmons and Adam Holland, researchers at Lumen Database, which studies copyright takedowns on social media, noted last year that music and videos filmed at Black Lives Matter protests had repeatedly resulted in them being removed from social media sites under copyright grounds. They theorized that while these removals seemed incidental, that copyright could be weaponized by the police.
Well, we want to be secret police. Can't we all just be secret police?
Law enforcement or indeed anyone of any ideological persuasion who is seeking to prevent videos of a particular event from being shared online need only make sure that copyrighted audio is present with sufficiently recognizable clarity and volume in the background of a protest or other event, they wrote. A chilling prospect indeed, and now we are seeing it actually happen.
So let this be a warning to you. If they manage to do this to you, make sure to edit your audio on that so that it doesn't come through on the video.
How are you going to do that?
Well, you edit the video and cut out a chunk of audio and just, like, put a little caption of copyrighted music playing here.
You can't edit out, at least not with the software most people are going to have, regular personal software. You can't edit out audio stream out of a video.
Right. So in the interaction occurring here, though, like, the police officer isn't even talking. They're just playing the Beatles.
Right. They're refusing to say anything because they're afraid of being captured on video by this particular activist and saying something incorrect.
In that case, you could just turn off the audio.
Right. You could just mute and be like, cops playing copyrighted material in the background in captions or something. But, I mean, yeah.
If you're playing something in the background, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you have a Hollywood studio at your disposal.
Yeah.
I don't think we can even do that here.
What these activists need to do is, when they upload their videos, is to, before the video even starts playing, have a little blurb that spells out, hey, this is being used for, under fair use for reporting.
I've heard frequently that doesn't make any difference to it, though.
Because the algorithms kick in and automatically delete it, right?
Exactly.
But what you can do is if you upload it and the algorithm kicks it back and they notify you, like YouTube will sometimes send you an email, be like, hey, we rejected your video for copyright reasons. Sometimes you can, ask them to review it, ask a human to review it. And if your video has the, hey, this is, under fair use, cite the actual statute from the law and say, this was uploaded under fair use for reporting, right?
Because
this is how the news people get to use videos from, like, concerts and stuff like that, right? Fair use. This is why your local news can have the highlights of the big game from that night, right? This is fair use, right? Because they're reporting on the incident, right? So activists, I think, in my mind, that's about the only ways I can think of to get around this kind of thing, or to at least not.
And copyright is one of those things that I'm not too hard on statists for, because it's one of those things that starts out sounding really sane and reasonable. Like, if somebody was like, hey, I want to have a YouTube channel, and what I'm going to do is I'm just going to upload other people's songs and monetize it. It's like, well, no, you can't do that. Like, even from a non-legal, even from an anarchist perspective, it's like, okay, that's kind of
shady
behavior.
Mm, yeah.
You shouldn't be doing that. But there's a spectrum of, like,
why shouldn't you be doing it? I mean, I'm curious, because I don't see the difference between that and a radio station playing, all of the hits, right?
Well, a radio station has permission, and I don't know who pays who, but, an agreement there.
They buy a license to broadcast.
It's not just, I'm copy-pasting your work onto my site. Like, it's not aggression, but it's like, okay, what are you doing, dude? Like, you're putting nothing into this. You're just filtering off someone else's stuff.
Yeah. Now, I do think it's worth mentioning that the possibility of getting around this through putting a fair use warning and trying to get it for personal review is a lot more difficult right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, right now, it's almost impossible to get anyone at Facebook or YouTube or Instagram or any of them to review anything personally, and they're blaming COVID for the fact that they can't do this.
But there's a spectrum of, and this is kind of what the fair use statute seemingly was trying to get at. There's a spectrum of, like, okay, are you just totally trying to use somebody else's stuff? Or do you really have, like, in this case, like, you really have nothing no value in this audio being in here.
Right. The idea is to add value.
It just happens to be there.
Right. If you're going to do something where you're using other people's art, right, their music, you have to add value to it. Now, maybe that's being a personality and being a DJ and forming your own internet radio station, putting on your own show, something like that. You're adding value to that. That is, in my mind, where copyright needs to step away. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
So you've heard all 3 hours of the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and you're still hungry for liberty-oriented audio content? Did you know that we have another 24/7 audio stream at LRN.fm? The Liberty Radio Network airs the latest episodes of some of the best liberty-oriented podcasts on the internet, around the clock. In addition to recorded content, you'll also hear live shows like Free Talk Live, originating from our Keene, New Hampshire studio. So listen anytime at LRN.fm. That's LRN.fm.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Jinkies! Wow. No, Scooby, put down the snacks. It's time for Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. 603-283-6160 is the phone number here in the studio should you wish to join us on the air. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, it's
Pickless Mountaineer
and Melanie.
And I wanted to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarist, anarchist, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. So we've been talking about this article from Vice that police are apparently playing obviously copywritten songs during interactions with known activists who are filming them. Why would they do that? They would do that to prevent the video from being uploaded to the most popular platforms, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, etc., and so on. Because these platforms have algorithms that will detect music that is copywritten and flag it because, you know, you need a license to have that in your video. If you haven't paid, you cannot have the music in your video. So, this goes on to say that the strategy isn't entirely surprising. We covered that law enforcement, or indeed anyone of any ideological persuasion who is seeking to prevent videos of a particular event could use this strategy. And so, we were talking about copyright, you know, during the break amongst ourselves. And I'm vehemently against it. I mean, I have seen the lawsuits amongst musicians and record companies and the RIAA and all of this kind of a thing. And nobody ever presents any real evidence that their album sales or their ticket sales have been affected by somebody else playing their music. What they do is they present evidence that is merely projected into the future, right? So, oh, if my band is on tour and we project that we're going to make, you know, $5 million in the next year, and Bob plays one of our songs on his YouTube video, why, we're only going to make $4,800,742.32 or something like that. Because they can't prove that anything is really affecting them. If anything, copyright violations really do more to promote the source material than it does to inhibit their sales ability.
I mean, I'm more likely to buy a song if I've heard it before.
Right.
Because then you don't know. Okay, songs are like a dollar now, but
And you're more likely to buy an album if you like a song off that album.
Right.
And you wouldn't know if you like that song if you hadn't heard it for free.
Right. And so these things always bother me. Now I'm going to get a bunch of crap from my musician friends who are all about the copyright. Oh, my gosh, I got to protect my art. But, like, you know, there's a painting called the Mona Lisa, right? Now let's say the guy who painted that is alive, right? Now, how is me taking a photo of the Mona Lisa going to prevent him from making money? It can't. It's not possible.
And copyright is one of those things that I don't usually hold against statists because it's reasonable on its face. It's really, really incredibly harmful in application, but it sounds reasonable on its face. It's like, okay, well, you can't just take somebody else's work and then use it in its whole for your own benefit either by not paying for using it or for putting it, you know, if you just upload somebody else's songs to your own YouTube channel and that's all you do and monetize it, it's like, okay, that's not good behavior.
Yeah, you're being a douche is what you're
like,
being.
Like, it's not aggression, but that's not great behavior.
But they're framing it, and by they, I mean the record labels, the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA, you'll hear that a lot. They're framing it as theft. Now, if I have a magic machine that can, scan your vehicle, right? You just bought a brand new vehicle. No, you made a vehicle in your garage, right? You built a vehicle from scratch. You made the whole thing. And you bring it out of your driveway to show your neighbor Bob. And if Bob takes his magical scanning machine and scans just the outside of your car and then is able to go put that into a 3D printer in his own home and produce an exact duplicate of your vehicle, has he stolen your vehicle?
That was actually one of those, I don't know if you remember those anti-pirating commercials. It's like, well, you wouldn't illegally download a car. I'm like, pulled of you to assume that I wouldn't download the car.
Right, because,
I totally
because
would.
It's just information, right? So theft requires the party offended to be left without the original.
Yeah, you have to have less of something
right.
for me to have stolen
it. I will grant that a lot of the copyright arguments make sense. It's like, well, I put work in, it relies on labor theory of value, and it's like, okay, well, somebody put work into this, and they won't if they don't get paid for it. The main problem is, because I wouldn't feel really sorry for people who just pull other people's stuff and sell it. That, like, those are not my main concern for victims. But the problem is you get stuff like this, where you can just go to somebody else's event, or you as a public official can just play the Beatles and now they can't film anything. Or there was a bunch of leftists on the internet a year and 2 years ago who were like, hey, you should go to these far-right Nazi rallies and just play copyright music so that it'll get pulled. You had I think it was John Deere, but it was a tractor company who was suing a farmer for repairing his own tractor because they were saying that they owned the IP in the computer and that he was violating copyright by altering it.
By trying to fix his own tractor or something.
Yeah, some car companies
were
doing the same thing. It's illegal in some cases to alter software that you bought, like, for your own use, not selling it or giving it to anybody else.
Right.
Well, and a lot of this comes down to a degradation of the very concept of ownership.
Yeah, it ends up with corporations telling you what the ultimate end of copyright is corporations telling you that you do not own the product that you bought. And that is where copyright is really harmful and stuff like this.
Yeah,
not, I want free music.
I can tell
how long before Google copyrights your DNA?
I can tell you the majority of musicians on this planet put far more effort into making music and gain no financial reward for it ever than do. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
Which one do you go this way?
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring scientists to their rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa.
Hey.
Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today.
You ain't going to make it.
Wait a minute. Now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Watch it for free and order the Director's Cut DVD at victimlesscrimespree.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Senate acquitted former President Donald Trump in his second impeachment trial. Trump found not guilty of inciting the deadly January riot at the U.S. Capitol. Impeachment manager Representative Jamie Raskin tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I think that we successfully prosecuted him and convicted him in the court of public opinion.
Seven Republicans found Trump guilty. The final vote of 57 to 43 fell short of the 67 guilty votes needed to convict. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake in northeastern Japan injured well over 100 less than a month before the 10th anniversary of the Fukushima disaster of 2011. Tokyo Electric Power Company, the utility that runs the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, said there were no radiation leaks. Residents are cleaning up from the quake, which triggered a landslide that damaged buildings and high-speed railway lines and knocked out power for thousands. This is USA Radio News. As frigid temperatures blanket many states, authorities are warning residents of power outages.
It's not only cold now, but it's going to get colder for the next several days. One of the hardest hit states is Texas, where Andrew Barlow is with the Public Utility Commission.
When that happens, by nature, people are going to get indoors and they're going to turn up the heat. And if they have electric heat, if they want to turn on a lot of lights in the house, maybe might have the kids watch the TV show in one room and they're watching one in the other, the electricity demand can really jump.
Barlow also tells us one source of power, the wind turbines in West Texas, are iced up. Residential customers are being told to reduce their thermostats to 68 degrees or lower. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Texas is under a disaster declaration with record snow. Oregon under a state of emergency with an ice storm warning. At least 200,000 residents still don't have power in the state. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you would like to get on the air and talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And I want to take a second to say thank you to Kylan Eckert. Kylan is a silver level amplifier, and that means he donates some money every month to the amplifier program here at Free Talk Live. What is the amplifier program, you may ask? And ask you may. Well, you can find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com. But essentially, we ask for $5 a month. You can give more. There's different levels. There's a silver level, the gold level, the platinum level. And you get some perks if you become an amplifier. But this money doesn't go into my pockets. I certainly don't spend it on beer or anything like that. We spend it here at Free Talk Live to get this program onto more radio stations. There aren't enough programs like Free Talk Live on planet Earth, much less in the United States. And we're currently on something like 190 stations. We could be on 200, 250. We could be on 300 stations. It's all up to you. Please visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider amplifying this radio program and getting the message of freedom into more people's ears. amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Kylan Eckert. We appreciate you. All right. I think we've burnt through the copyright thing. You guys have more to say on copyright?
Well, just a last couple of thoughts. Just number one, just as it is unreasonable for me to copyright a word in the English language.
Like the?
Yeah, like the. I can't just go copyright the and say, that's mine now.
Well, that's more unreasonable because you didn't even create it.
You can't prove that.
Yes, actually I can.
But you can copyright and trademark phrases.
Yes.
Right. So. Or I might come up with a neologism that catches on and... You know, because it's my particular portmanteau, I invented it, and that's still completely unreasonable.
Hey, 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 are you stepping on my portmanteaus?
I might be.
Portmanteaus, yeah. Is that a portmanteau? Portmanteaus? P-O-R-T-M-A-N-T-O-E-S? Yes, it is.
I believe we have just reached peak meta.
It's the toes of the man who makes portmanteau. Now, can I copyright that because I invented the word portmanteaus?
Probably not.
Yeah,
well, I don't think so. Right. And even if you could, because who knows what's going to be allowed in the near future, it would be a terrible, terrible idea. Like, that might somehow become a terribly useful word. And all of the sentences that might be published using that word won't be published now because they have to get a hold of you and give you money.
Before they can use the word.
Right. So, on that same principle of if you come up with a word, you don't copyright that word because it stops us from communicating with each other.
Right.
So in the same way, on a larger level, with art, if you have all of these copyrights, you are stopping an enormous amount of creativity from coming into being because of all of these copyrights. I mean, like, okay, if you look at Star Wars, for example, like, what they did with those copyrights is terrible. Like, the prequels were just awful. Just awful. Now, if you would just let people take that nice archetypical story and do what they wanted with it. You know, make paintings, make new movies, you know, do skits, do all of the stuff that people do. We would have so much more to work with. We would have a much richer, more vibrant culture.
There were several science fiction, either television series or, I'm trying to remember exactly which one off the top of my head. I think Star Trek suffered from this, where there was a bunch of fan-made films. And, of course, technology for video production has increased in availability, and it's become cheaper for people to procure top-level video production software.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a nerdy backyard wannabe producer can make a relatively decent film for pennies. Now, it's nothing that's going to compete with the big Hollywood films, but with some creativity, they can make something pretty good.
Right.
And they would get sued for copyright violations for making their own version, telling a story that existed somewhere in the Star Trek universe that had nothing to do with, you know, Spock and Captain Kirk and all the main characters that everybody knows and loves. They would just go and tell some other story about some new crew that they made up themselves that just happened to exist within the universe of Star Trek. And then, of course, they would get, you know, beaten down by lawyers.
Right. Right.
They're not making any money of it. They just wanted to release it on YouTube. They thought it was fun. It was a labor of love. They're fans, right?
Right.
Now, I see
especially
this,
since the stuff that's coming out in the Star Wars or the Star Trek universe is terrible.
This is kind of the least concerning thing about it for me. Like, okay, yes, this is all true. It's kind of bottom of the list. The real concern is copyrights gives corporations the legal leeway to tell you that you don't own things that they sold you.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you don't own this item that they sold you according to some law, and you have to just keep paying the money and can't alter it, and just because they said, like, and now they're now, like, the god of this item because of that's what copyright actually does.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And, I mean, it's reaching to gross and disturbing lengths at this point. I mean, there are literally copywritten genomes. Okay, so,
Monsanto did that, too. Though.
Corn and stuff.
And then it would be something that would, I think there's term for this in agriculture, but it would infringe on, because a seed in a plant doesn't know where a property line is. It would go into somebody else's property, destroy the existing
the naturally raised
plant,
corn or whatever,
and then be and then kind of plant itself, because seeds do that, right? The reason we have plants is not because people were around 500 million years ago planting all the trees. Like, this is how plants work.
Right.
And then Monsanto would sue them, and so now they have to pay royalties to Monsanto just forever because they now own species of plants and are destroying the original seed. Like, no.
Right. They
you can't own all food, Monsanto. This is what copyright is.
Right, right. And obviously the farmers did not invent corn or whatever plant is in question here. This occurred of its own volition. In other words, you know, one farmer's field is next to another field and they cross-pollinate. And so, of course, the other farmer is going to get some corn that has that particular signature in it or genome.
Mm-hmm.
And of by no fault of the other farmer. The other farmer didn't go, ha, 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 I'm going to jump into my neighbor's field
and
steal
seeds of corn.
Yeah, these
first two rows are going to be, because
and
different things are pollinated different ways, but like a bee's not flying around being like, okay, this is this guy's property, I better turn back around. Like, this is not, you can't own nature, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess legally you can, but you don't actually own nature as a whole.
And, you know, let's assume that this keeps going in the trajectory that it's faced right now. Okay, well, how long before Monsanto decides to release a retrovirus that puts some of their copyrighted DNA into your body? And then suddenly, well, you're not allowed to have kids without their permission.
Right, you ate our corn.
Yeah, you ate our corn.
Right, yeah. That's just sick and disgusting.
Oh, and a lot of the ancestry tracking companies will actually have it in their contract that by giving them your genetic sample, you are actually sacrificing your ownership of that intellectual property to them.
Wow. I know there were websites when uploading first became popular that would have clauses that says, hey, by uploading your music, you hereby grant us all of the intellectual property rights of whatever the heck it is you just uploaded.
Yeah, so, Facebook does that.
So if you were a new band and you just wrote a new song and you uploaded it to this website and it blew up, it became popular, it went viral. Well, guess what? You didn't get paid. This other company got paid because you checked the box that said, I agree in the end user license agreement. It's all very disturbing. 603-283-6160. Coming up, did a reporter get sued for seeking records? We'll tell you more. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion-dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is. Wow, how time flies when you're having fun. Thanks, guys. I'm glad you all are here. It is Free Talk Live. Welcome back. It's the final segments of tonight's program. The digits you need, you probably won't be able to get in yet tonight, but for the future, is 603-283-6160. And we are here 7 nights a week. 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You know, if you don't get in tonight, why, we are here 7 nights a week. Again, feel free to call in during those times. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beagles Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And Melanie, you had an article that you brought. Can you tell us something about this guy who was sued for seeking records somehow?
Yeah, so there was a report. Well, I mean, obviously there's a report of this. This guy was a reporter, and he made a FOIA request on a government agent.
Oh, that's Freedom of Information Act, right, by the way.
And the government agent responded by suing him. And the reason why I even care about this is because I like a good revenge story.
Okay.
And so,
especially when it's revenge against a, you know, supposedly public servant who is acting out against being investigated.
And so the publication and the reporter responded by saying, well, hey, this is what, not only am I going to out you for suing me, because duh, why are you doing this? You know, I'm a reporter. But by the way, it says our views, Jeff Landry, pseudo reporter. For seeking records, you should file your own request, and then they tell you how to do that. This is from The Advocate. We've been heartened by the support we received since Friday when Attorney General Jeff Landry filed suit against a reporter, Andrea Gallo, for submitting a public record request to his office. Gallo is seeking to get to the bottom of a sexual harassment case that has roiled Landry's office. And based on his reaction, the case seems to have roiled Landry, too.
Wow.
Louisiana citizens have the right to see public records, and it's written into the state constitution. It's also written into federal law. Journalists file lots of public records requests, but so do average citizens who have a grievance with their elected officials, or you could do it just because you feel like it.
Right.
But taxpayers who file a request deserve better than to be sued by the public officials that serve them. Landry's suit against Gallo concludes with a 6-item prayer for relief. Chiefly, Landry asks the court to determine that Gallo is not entitled to see the original complaint filed in the matter against the head of the Attorney General's Criminal Division, Pat McGee. He also asks that the record be sealed. Which...
Can he even do that?
That's not a proper request for a civil suit.
Right,
you
yeah.
You ask the judge to seal records, not... I mean, it's technically to the judge, but you don't sue a private reporter. Private reporters can't seal records, by the way.
Right.
The fifth of the 6 prayers is a request that the court cast the defendant with all costs of these proceedings. In other words, Landry asks the court to make Gallo pay the legal costs of his lawsuit.
Wow.
The suit is not just an attack on Gallo. It is a warning to any taxpayer who might challenge any elected official. After the suit was filed, people asked us what they could do to help and to support open government. Monday, our publisher, Judy
Terzotis,
our editor, Peter Kovics, and the chairman of George Media, Dan Shaw, filed the same public record request as Gallo. You can join in by filing your own public record request with Jeff Landry and showing him that he needs to tell the taxpayers the truth about what happened in his office. Here's how. This link.
We'll put that up in our social media. So if you want to also file this Freedom of Information Act request, you may join in the fun.
Please do.
Yeah, and it's just, this is not
That's fantastic.
Abnormal behavior for Louisiana officials. They've also been known to, There are videos of reporters standing outside of a building asking them questions about a proceeding they're going to or from, and So they respond by arresting them. There's one where the cop's confused. He's like, well, arrest him. And the cop's like, for what, though? And
Louisiana, it's an interesting place.
Walter Reed, right before he got arrested, and he knew he was going to, the guy who served him papers for another suit, he told the guards at the courthouse to arrest him. The guards stood around for a while, and the guy stayed. The guards stood around for a while, like, "What? We know this is an illegal arrest, but he told us to. What do we do? What are we arresting him for?"
Right.
And, yeah, like, this is normal for them.
New Orleans recently, without banning Mardi Gras, basically banned Mardi Gras. They said, no, you can't open the bars on Bourbon Street. They put up blockades, like the concrete
barriers
that they use on freeways and that kind of a thing. They put those up so people could not drive in, down, or near Bourbon Street.
You don't usually drive down Bourbon Street.
They have the pylons.
It's not a road per se, but...
But yeah, they were out patrolling.
Good luck with that, y'all.
They didn't allow the parade that happens, et cetera, and so on. So for all intents and purposes, they did shut down Mardi Gras without actually shutting it. You know what I mean? They didn't say, hey, everybody, Mardi Gras is off this year. Because I think that they're
not canceling the festivities.
I don't know
that
you can...
making it impossible for you to actually engage in
it. I don't know that you can cancel a day of the year, but I mean, they... They have a Democratic mayor right now, because of course they do. But, yeah, I mean, they canceled the parades. I saw some of the pictures of the barriers from people I still have on the internet down there.
And yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm nuts. Sorry, New Orleans, but there's going to be drunk people. Like, okay, good luck with that.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have David in New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Amongst these are life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Whenever any government should be destructive to these ends, it's the right, in fact, it's the duty of the people to alter or abolish said government, replacing it with one more suitable to their needs. And in that light, since we are a government of, by, and for the people, let me open an official session of government and give the state of New Mexico a legal notice and invoke whistleblower law. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, Attorney General Hector Balderas, the Auditor Brian Colon, and any other interested parties like our legislative bodies, our Supreme Court. Let me bring it to the attention, something that is already publicly documented, that Bernalillo County District Attorney Raul Torres, being married to Dean of Students Nasha Torres, have already been found in the courts to be a conflict of interest, as evidenced by the transferring of University of New Mexico basketball players' simple assault cases out of Bernalillo County to a distant county because of that conflict of interest. And it's my argument in this public record and my legal notice to the state of New Mexico and the parties listed that they need to dissolve the conflict of interest that the marriage of not dissolve the marriage, but somebody needs to quit their job or be replaced because of that conflict of interest, because it's not just those that one case that's affected. It's going to affect many, many cases. And
Have you been able to find other people who have been sort of, you know, railroaded by this conflict of interest? I'd be interested to know, you know, how many people or how many cases have been affected by it.
Well, let's put out a call right now, since you're being heard across the northern part of the state of New Mexico tonight. Anybody knowing of any case where anybody has been written up on any legal charges on the University of New Mexico campus by the University of New Mexico police, then being that case then going to the Metropolitan Court or the District Court in Albuquerque, please contact Free Talk Live by calling the number that they provide on another night, and let us know.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see just, you know, how many times that has occurred. The law is very clear when it comes to conflict of interest. Now, most folks aren't aware that every time you go to court, there's a conflict of interest anyway, particularly if you've had an interaction with a police officer. That is to say, you know, police officer pulls you over, gives you a ticket of some kind, you go to court for that ticket. The police officer, the prosecutor, and the judge all derive their paycheck from the same place, and that in and of itself is the definition of conflict of interest. So, thank you for the call, David. We appreciate it. Good luck. It's inherent within the system. The law is very specific in that a conflict of interest should nullify any case against you.
It certainly should. And they often ask if you're being coerced in any way. Yes, with the threat of imprisonment.
We are out of time. Thanks for listening. This has been Free Talk Live. Find our archives at freetalklive.com. Peace.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.